Rappers, Blue Dog, Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Myself, Mason Dixon, in the studio. Mason, hey. How are you having fun over there?
Oh, boy, I'm excited. We're going to talk about some good videos.
Yeah, and Jim Marlowe is still on the phone as we kind of ended the last segment. We were talking about nutrition again, and the basics of nutrition was don't eat things with a ingredients label on it. You know, lettuce, fruits, I mean, get your salads, all that good stuff. Those are the things to eat. Let's take it a step further. Let's say you do start eating well, and you're eating lots of greens. You're not eating boxed frozen foods, and you're eating fresh fish, fresh meat, all your things are fresh, you're doing the right things. Now where do you go?
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is there is no one specific diet or nutrition plan that is right for everybody, and that's because there is a spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. Metabolism is the central feature of our biology. Many people are familiar with the word metabolism, but actually very few people understand what it means. And the way I teach people to think of your metabolism is of great practical value, as opposed to if you looked up the word metabolism in a dictionary, even a medical dictionary, you'd find a completely useless definition. Metabolism is usually defined in dictionaries as the sum total of all the biochemical processes going on in the body.
Yeah, that's vague.
Does that have any practical value?
No.
So I teach people to think of your metabolism in a very practical way. It's all about energy production and energy utilization. And this is absolutely essential for health. Every cell in the body, brain cells, muscle cells, immune cells, every cell in the body has got to produce sufficient amounts of energy in order to function properly. And the energy I'm talking about comes from our metabolism. The tricky thing is that in a very diverse population of people, there is a spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. Just generally speaking, I think people have been around long enough, they know that some people seem to have faster metabolisms and other people seem to have slower metabolisms. Well, it gets a lot more complex than that. But to be a living, breathing human being, you do have metabolism going on to some extent.
Right.
And it's fundamentally important to eat generally in harmony with your metabolism. And that's something that I'd like to talk about in another show because it requires more time than we have right now. But one of the things I want to mention before I go any further about nutrition, because people don't know me, I don't do anything to promote myself. I don't have my own website. I don't have a best-selling book that's been out yet anyway. But
is
but
one
anyway.
Coming?
Well, yeah, I've been working on my book for quite some time, but anyway, I used to be the chief nutritionist for a doctor who has a very substantial presence on the internet that people may know of. I was the chief nutritionist at Dr. Joe Mercola's Optimal Wellness Center. In the glory days of the Optimal Wellness Center, when because of the popularity of Dr. Mercola's website, we were certainly one of the busiest nutrition-based health centers in the country and possibly even the busiest nutrition-based health center in the country. And so I have a lot of experience in helping people to eat healthier and live healthier so they can be healthier.
Yeah.
And so, before I worked for Dr. Mercola, I worked for another doctor, Dr. Joseph Brasco. He was a gastroenterologist and internist, and he wrote a book in 2003 with a co-author called Restoring Your Digestive Health. And working for Dr. Brasco was very educational and very rewarding. And it leads me to want to actually emphasize that no matter what people are eating, ideally you want to eat real food, not fake food. But if you're eating real food, something that Dr. Brasco actually appreciated from me when he hired me to do the detail work with his patients back 20 plus years ago was I started addressing with all of his patients, and he practiced mostly as a gastroenterologist, so most of his patients were people that had different degrees of digestive distress and inflammatory bowel diseases and all of this. And I emphasized to every one of his patients that if you're not already doing so, it's fundamentally important to eat slowly and chew your food thoroughly. And so for many people, if you're not doing that, it needs to become a practice, a consciousness practice, where, you know, if you tend to eat fast, you got to slow yourself down. It's always better for digestion to eat slowly and chew your food thoroughly. And also another very important teaching is that if you're feeling both stressed and hungry, you got to de-stress first.
We've only got a couple minutes left, and there's something I want to get to before we move on. And as we talk about becoming healthy, that's a process, and that takes time. And right now, I want to kind of pull this into the real world right now with some of the things we've been looking at and the fear and all that stuff with COVID-19, which will go away or it will be brought much lessened at some point. But how can someone actually take what you're talking about with nutrition and health and actually combat a virus or, you know, COVID-19 or, you know, issues like that?
Well, your immune system knows how to do that. Your immune cells, your neutrophils, your lymphocytes, your monocytes, especially those are the three major infection fighting cells that are almost always measured on standard of care blood tests. There's something called the CBC that stands for complete blood count. And people get a measure of their total white blood cell count. Your white blood cells are your immune cells. And then the white blood cells are broken down into what is called the differential, the neutrophils, the lymphocytes, and the monocytes especially. They have the intelligence and capability to know how to fight any type of infection, and especially so-called viral infections. And so, but how do they successfully fight any type of infection? With nutrients. Okay, the immune cells, the neutrophils, the lymphocytes, the monocytes, they need a lot of nutrients in order to do their work efficiently and ultimately successfully. Nutrients such as oxygen and water and amino acids would come from protein, and the essential fatty acids would come from fat and oil nutrition and some good quality, you know, carbohydrates, and a lot of essential vitamins and minerals. Vitamin A is a lead vitamin for immune system function. I call vitamin A the Rodney Dangerfield of vitamins because it gets
no respect. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, but, we got about 30 seconds left, Jim. So I do have to. We have about 30 seconds. So let's finish this thought so we can move on.
Okay. So how much time?
We have about 30 seconds, and I've got to get to a break here.
Okay. So just to finish, you know. All of the essential vitamins have a role to play in immune system function. The B complex family of vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, K1 and K2, and all the essential minerals, they're all needed. So this is why it's so fundamentally important to eat consciously and, you know, eat slowly, chew your food thoroughly. That will help to make the completion of digestion easier for your body. And the better you digest your food, the more nutritional value you will get from your food.
Jim Marlowe, everybody. Thank you so much, Jim. You are an absolute fountain of information. Mason has been over there quiet because I will have to say you're probably the easiest interview in the world. I get to one question, get you started up, and you go.
You put a quarter in him, and he's off to the races.
And he goes. So, but I certainly appreciate your time, and I will say one more time that this will not be the last time you hear Jim Marlowe on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Well, thanks again for inviting me back, Rob, and I would certainly welcome any future invitations as well.
Right on. Thank you, sir. We will be back on Robert. Yes.
Thank you. I enjoy what you and Mason Dixon have going.
I appreciate
so
that.
Yeah,
you guys
we certainly do.
We
got to
go.
And I might even go on another minute if you want to keep saying that. But we got to move on. Thank you, Jim. We'll be back on Robert.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we'll
bye-bye.
Be back. I'm all confused. Don't even know what show I'm on anymore.
It's on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Yeah, we'll be back.
The Black Crow flies away.